and the Candyland Coalition was born. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. We were at one of the 11 Hooters locations in the greater Tampa Bay area last night, having a lot of fun, executing one of my league drafts, thanks to Tony Metzler, store manager from the John's Pass location, for all his assistance in setting this up. We were not at the John's Pass location. We actually chose a location that was a little more centrally located for everyone. When you go to John's Pass, please ask for Tony. Talk fantasy football with him. Tell him you listen to the podcast. Tony had us together at one of his former stores, as he has been involved with the company for some time and is a huge supporter of mine and fantasy player. Remember that Hooters offering Bud Light pints for just under $5, Mick Ultra pints for under $5, neutral cans under $5, and the sauce of the summer for your wings and hand-breaded tenders is mango habanero. We weren't able to try the wings as I wanted last night. We did something else creative, so I still have not sampled the sauce of the summer, the mango habanero. I'm a bit intimidated by the potential heat. I'm waiting to hear from one of you who have tried it and enjoyed it to tell me what it's like. How hot is it? OriginalHooters.com is your destination for information on the 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area and easy online ordering. OriginalHooters.com. My email, right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Let's get right to it. Last night, I added another layer to what I do in my fantasy leagues. Many compared it to surprises in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament in the draft selection lottery. The lottery had three steps, and it was not executed until we were on site. So you did not know what your draft position was, literally until you were on the clock to pick. Here's how the process worked. As I have done in previous drafts, I take a group of playing cards and you blindly draw a card. Based on the card you draw, then we have an order to select something. Often that is choosing your draft slot, not last night. To christen in the Candyland Coalition, I had purchased 12 separate boxes of movie candy. Different types of movie candy. For example, we had Hot Tamales, we had Reese's Pieces, we had M&M's. Not peanut M&M's because Garabo hates those. We had Junior Mints, we had Whoppers, we had Nerds, etc. So we had 12 different. Based on the playing card you drew, you came up to the dais. You chose a box of candy. The candy was yours to keep. And notice I sugared up everybody to keep them active so the draft would move quickly. And we had a rowdy bunch. Then a third party who was not in attendance at the draft actually put the brands of candy in order to determine the draft order. So the draft actually began with whoever was holding the box of Swedish Fish with the number one pick. You were on the clock and on from there. And thus the Candyland Coalition was born. So here were draft results for some talking points and my first draft of the year, 12-team, standard scoring, no mandatory tight ends. We start 7, we bench 6. Same rules as last year. So Greg, who held Swedish Fish, was awarded the number one pick and took McCaffrey. Peter Gulish from the Todd Wright Tour was second, and he chose Bijan Robinson. Is it finally Ira Kaufman's year? From JoeBucksFan.com. He took Tyreek Hill, number 3. Captain Morgan, huge supporter of what we do, both podcasts and golf tournaments. CeeDee Lamb at 4. Tony from Hooters went Breece Hall at 5. No, he didn't hear that particular podcast. So we already have 3 running backs off the board, 2 wide receivers, and then Bengal Ralph. Never won a fantasy championship in my league. Homers win baseball games, not fantasy football titles. This will be a theme with Bengal Ralph. He actually didn't take a Bengal number 1. He didn't take Ja'Marr Chase. He took Saquon Barkley. So that left me at 7. What do you think I did? 4 running backs off the board, 2 wide receivers off the board in Tyreek and CeeDee Lamb. There was a podcast devoted to this player and how I did not believe that his lack of fantasy value this year, his lower ADP, was justified. So I did take Justin Jefferson at 7. This would have been a spot where normally it's a no-brainer and I take Amon-Ra St. Brown at 7. But I just think Jefferson is a better wide receiver and will touch the ball more than Amon-Ra St. Brown. So I took Jefferson at 7. Then Chase went 8th to our defending champion, Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford. Drew Garabo of Drew Garabo Live with John Senning on 102.5 The Bone did take the Sun God at 9. Then Papa John's of Tampa Bay, Mike and Chuck, took A.J. Brown at 10. Jonathan Taylor, another running back, goes off the board to Todd Wright Tour player Scott Curran at 11. And then Mark, who was saddled with the last spot, which is never a bad spot, in my opinion, the transfer position at the end of the first round, which means you're picking 2 players at a time. Thank you for all you do in your support of my golf tournaments and leagues, Mark Fitzpatrick. Milk Duds earned the dead last pick in the draft, by the way. Derrick Henry goes there, and then he went running back again with Kyren Williams. Once we paused there, and I noted that based on fantasy football calculator mock draft data at the time, up to the minute, we had, in some order, selected the top 13 in ADP with our top 13 picks. So there were no reaches, no real surprises. Someone's not going to be happy with the result. Somebody's going to be hurt. Somebody's going to be misused. There's going to be collateral damage of another injury or something involving one of these 13 players, maybe more. But in terms of overall ADP at the time of our draft, we as 12 owners chose the top 13 players in ADP with our top 13 picks. And then all hell broke loose. Well, not really. Scott went Pacheco with the 2nd pick of the 2nd round. Then Garrett Wilson was next. Jahmyr Gibbs was after that to Drew Garabo. Nacua went next to Sean Sullivan. So we had some go running back. We had some go running back, wide receiver. The defending champ goes wide receiver with Ja'Marr Chase and Puka Nacua. So then I'm sitting there at 7. I've already got the best wide receiver in football in many people's minds. I'm just going to go ahead and get the best quarterback in fantasy football, and that's Josh Allen. So, yes, I did pull the trigger, and I went with Josh Allen there. Another reason why, I didn't feel a running back was worth the spot. I really didn't. Could I have gotten Josh Allen in the 3rd round? Maybe, if I hadn't started the run on quarterbacks. But I didn't feel that any of the running backs available at that spot would deliver me the same return on the investment as the best player in fantasy football for the last 4 years combined, and that's Josh Allen. Look at it this way. Josh Allen had 15 rushing touchdowns last year, same as Jalen Hurts. Was there a running back I could pick there that was going to rush for 15 touchdowns? I don't think so. Joe Burrow went next. Again, that's Bengal Ralph. Then Josh Jacobs to Tony. Morgan went ETN. Because we are a league based in Tampa, here comes the Homer influence. Ira went Evans, late second round. That's less about Homer and more, I'm a big believer in Mike Evans. I wouldn't mind owning him. I wasn't going to take him with the sixth pick of the second round. But we talked about Evans likely going late second round, early third round. Marvin Harrison Jr. went next to Peter. And then a Homer pick to Greg. Sorry, Greg, but it is. It's about the highest Rashad White's going to go. In a 12-team league, back end of the second round. Hope it works out for you, Greg. Hey, Rashad White, only four less rushing yards than Breece Hall last year. Four. Rashad White, of course, the lead running back of the 32nd most prolific rushing attack in the National Football League, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year. Then Greg gets his quarterback third round. See, Greg, if you had taken Hurts to end the second round and Rashad White to start the third round, I don't make fun of you. It's all the sight test. Jalen Hurts is the third quarterback off the board with an asterisk. Bengal Ralph wanted Joe Burrow. So Hurts goes to start round three. Peter Grulich in a non-mandatory tight end league. Peter is new to our league, not new to my golf tournaments. I think he did know the distinction. He can play Laporta, the wide receiver tight end flex, but he chose to go with him with the second pick of the third round. Then Joe Mixon to Ira. Morgan takes Lamar Jackson. There's the fourth quarterback off the board. Tony takes Davante Adams, who, if the Raiders can score, Adams should be the red zone target for much of that work. It's just a matter of if the Raiders can get there. Bengal Ralph takes Kenneth Walker the third. That was important to me because that left James Cook to me with the seventh pick of the third round. James Cook, top four in rushing yards in the NFL last year, and the bulk of that came late in the season once Joe Brady took over as offensive coordinator in place of the fired Ken Dorsey. Brady's still the offensive coordinator of the Bills. Then Achan went eighth in the third round. Mahomes was the fifth quarterback off the board. At nine to Drew Garabo, then Kelsey. So Mahomes and Kelsey go back-to-back at 9 and 10. I'm sorry. Yeah, 9 and 10 in the third round. C.J. Stroud to Scott at 11. Rushing yards be damned. And Debo slips a bit but goes back into the third round to Mark. Fourth round goes Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs. So Scott has stacked Stroud and Diggs. I like that. So we had three Texans go within a span of four picks. Stroud, Debo, end of round three. Collins, Diggs, start of round four. Then Papa John's of Tampa Bay takes Aaron Jones. DJ Moore goes to Drew Garabo, fourth pick of round four. Then Jalen Waddle to Sean. And I love that Sean did what he did. He invested in Cooper Kupp last year when there were questions about Kupp's health, especially to start the season. Sean didn't do that with a healthy Cooper Kupp this year, which left Kupp on the board for me as my wide receiver two as a fourth round pick. Then T. Higgins to Bengal Ralph, check. Brandon Ayuk goes mid fourth round, even though he is now signed after holding in throughout camp to Tony. Then David Montgomery to Morgan in the fourth round. Najee Harris to Ira. And then the last two picks of round four, Jordan Love to Peter. And then Drake London slipped quite a bit. Does not go until the 48th pick overall. Greg gets his first wide receiver in Drake London late fourth round. That could be a tremendous pick and work out well for Greg. Then Greg went back-to-back wide receivers round four and round five. So he gets Drake London and DK Metcalf round 4 and 5. I think, Greg, you did well there. You did really well. And considering you have run CMC before doing Rashad White, it's kind of a hero RB approach, even though you invested a higher pick in your RB2. Fifth round goes Metcalf, James Conner, Jared Goff to Ira. Then Olave, the fourth pick, Michael Pittman Jr. Devontae Smith goes to Bengal Ralph. And then at that point, I felt taking Mostert based on his production last year, knowing there's more buzz about Achan this year, but I'll take Mostert in that offense off that season and just hope Raheem stays as healthy as he stayed last year as my RB2. Neighbors went 8th in the 5th round, then Kamara, Singletary, Javonte Williams, Rashee Rice, last pick of the 5th round to Mark Fitzpatrick. I like that. We'll do the 6th round, and then I'm just going to focus on my picks the rest of the way, and we'll call it a podcast. 6th round went Kittle, Kirk, Tagovailoa, Pickens, Swift. Then I was on the board at 7, and there was already a tension on me having the Bills starting quarterback and starting receiver. So I went ahead and I took Dalton Kincaid because I firmly do believe Kincaid's going to catch a ton of balls in that Bills offense based on the youth and inexperience at wide receiver. So Kincaid basically hits my starting lineup week 1 as a wide receiver, tight end, flex, and I got him in round 6. Then Zamir White, Trey McBride, McLaurin, Kyler Murray. Interesting that Ira went back-to-back quarterbacks round 5, round 6. Can only play one of them, Ira. And as I told Ira at the time, you know what they say in fantasy. If you've got 2 good fantasy quarterbacks, you have none. Amari Cooper slipped a lot, and then Peter Gulish took that value in the 6th round, and then Jaden Reed to Greg, end of round 6. So 3, boom, 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 wide receiver can play all 3 in a starting lineup for Greg, end of round 6. My picks round 7 through 13, where I failed miserably last year, even in the foundation, a 10-team league. This is 12-team. So let's see how I prepped to try to improve my late-round selections from a year ago, even though it was a championship year for me. I went with Ramondre Stevenson with the 7th pick, mid-round pick of round 7. As a running back option, I have Cook, I have Mostert, I have Ramondre. So basically, I have the AFC East other than Breece Hall, who all of you knew I wasn't taking anyway. Then I have Chase Brown, 8th round, just a running back. I feel that the more work he gets, the more we're going to hear about him. And he seems likely to make a lot of big plays. I know the presence of Zach Moss, I get that. But I think Chase Brown is worth rostering, and I took him in the 8th round. Then, since I already have 4 running backs, and this is before waivers, 4 running backs to get me through the start of the season, I went ahead and stashed Jonathan Brooks and took him in the 9th round. I know he's not going to play the first month. He may not play the first 6 weeks after coming off PUP. But Dave Canales hands the ball to the running back on first down. And once Brooks gets healthy and gets in there, he will have the benefit of that the way Rashad White did in Tampa Bay. Then I took Romeo Doubs, who catches a lot of balls from Jordan Love in round 10 as an additional pass-catching option. No plans to play him the first week or 2 since I already have I'll recap in a moment, but no plans to play Romeo Doubs early. Then I did take my kicker. I think he was the 4th or 5th kicker selected. Brandon Aubrey, who I had as my kicker last year. Then took some flyers, took 1 flyer, round 12. I went ahead and took Jameson Williams. He was the highest ADP on the board. He's an interesting weapon for a prolific offense in Detroit. Some are big believers in Williams. Some aren't. I'm somewhere in between. I'm going to put him on my roster for now. If I feel a waiver claim is worth that roster spot, I will cut Jameson Williams. But we'll see. I felt that was worth a shot in round 12. And then in round 13, I just went ahead and handcuffed James Cook, just in case, and took his backup, Ray Davis. So my team, my starting lineup, and Josh Allen doesn't have a bye until week 12. So I didn't feel the need to take a backup quarterback. My starting lineup is Josh Allen at quarterback. My top two running backs for week one are James Cook and Raheem Mostert. My top pass catchers for week one are Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, and Dalton Kincaid. And my kicker is Brandon Aubrey. Those are the results of the Candyland Coalition. Tell me what you think. Send me your draft results at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. We thank Tatiana for her attentive and friendly service. Last night, again, thanks to Tony Metzler of Hooters. Thanks to the actual management, current management of Hooters for giving us everything we needed, putting us in a separate area, turning the music down. We didn't have to worry about loud noise from the football game because of the DirecTV dispute with the Walt Disney Company. The Florida State Boston College game was not even aired in Hooters because it was not available on DirecTV, so we didn't have to deal with that. It was very fun, went very well last night. And on this note, for those of you who don't like live in-person drafts because they take so long, we did a 12-team, 13-round draft starting on time with a 10-minute break after round six included, and we're done in 80 minutes. The break included in the 80 minutes. I'm sorry. 80 minutes, taking away the break. So a total time spent from the time the draft started to the draft finish, 90 minutes, actually 91, and there was a 10-minute break between round six and round seven. I've offered this to you guys for years. If your drafts don't run as efficiently and as fast as mine do, you are welcome to reach out to me via email and invite me to run your draft and be your commissioner for a day. No one's ever taken me up on that. Someone should take me up on that for next year. Now, granted, if you're in a remote city listening to this podcast or country, I doubt I can make it, but you never know. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Another draft coming up. We'll review that in our next episode.